News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Owen Hayes has confirmed he will join the Dáil as an independent TD. Will sit in the Dáil, I should say, as an independent TD and try to earn back the trust of the Social Democrats after he was suspended from the party yesterday. He admitted he had only sold shares in a US software company that has supplied the US Defence Forces just a month after being elected as a councillor last June. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy, your reaction to Owen Hayes' suspension from the Soc Dems?
Well, I think it's the right move by the Social Democrats while they investigate further. I don't really see in what circumstances he can come back as a Social Democrat TD, but obviously that's a matter for them. Well, the issue
he's
is...
He's gone forever for owning shares in a company.
Not just any company. And this company, Palantir, is a tech company that specializes in, quote, security and surveillance. It is very deeply implicated in the genocide that is happening in Gaza that has been ongoing now for over a year, which is responsible for the deaths of almost 50,000 people, over 15,000 children, the destruction of a majority of buildings. And the way that works is that their software comes up with kill lists. It has come
I accept that. But are we seriously saying we need to cancel somebody who is a young fella worked for a software company while in the States? He should be cancelled for doing that.
No, he should not be cancelled for doing that. People work for whoever they work for. It's not my job to judge them for that. The issue is when he chose to enter politics, when he chose to stand for election on the basis of calling for sanctions on Israel and yet continued to hold shares in this company.
Well, he sold them a month after he got elected. He took a massive hit by selling them. He'd be €300,000 better off if he'd held on to the shares until today.
Well, he profited to the tune of about €100,000 if you look at the time that he says he should have sold them, which was in January of this year, to the time that he actually sold them. That is a profit that comes about. The reason that Palantir's share price has exploded is because it is so openly, publicly involved in what is happening in Gaza. So it unfortunately is gross hypocrisy and very misleading of voters. I mean, just yesterday, he said, I think 27 times in a press conference, that he had divested of these shares before he became involved in politics. Then a couple of hours later, he was forced to come out and say, actually, no, it was after he got elected that he got rid of these
shares. Does a month really make that big of a difference? Really, does it as a local councillor?
For me, it's much more of a month. This guy was legally free to dispose of these shares from 2021. Palantir opened an office in Tel Aviv in 2016, have been implicated in the military projects of Israel since 2017. The genocide started in October of last year. And so for me, the issue is not just about that month. The issue is, how is it possible that someone was standing on a platform and including personally calling for sanctions on Israel when he continued to hold shares with a company that is profiting from the genocide that is taking place? That is a fundamental problem, and it was misleading to voters. And it's a problem in that this is less than 2 weeks ago. And you can certainly ask the question, if voters knew this, would some of them certainly have chosen not to support him? The person who missed out in that constituency was Chris Andrews, someone who I participated in 2011 in a flotilla to break the blockade of Gaza. We were both jailed in Israel. I think it's certainly arguable that some people who thought, okay, both of these people are strong on Palestine, if they discovered that he was financially benefiting from the genocide in Gaza, would have not voted that way.
I'll ask the question again, though. Like, is no one allowed to make a mistake anymore? Like, he's a young politician who was elected. A month later, he sold shares in a company that he worked in many years before. And he's been hauled over the coals now and told he should never be a Soc Dem TD again. To me, that seems like, is this not performative Punch and Judy politics? Is it not? To show how virtuous you are above all else, and you're not allowed to make a mistake in that. And if you do make a mistake, you're banished forever.
I think it matters when we go before the electorate that we tell the truth to people and people are able to make a decision on that basis. You know, Alan Shatter, went before the election. He didn't hide his views on Israel. People voted for him on that basis. Mm. He wasn't elected. But that's fair enough. He has absolute right to do it. It is a fundamental problem that someone stands before the electorate and gets elected on the basis of a false premise. It points to the need to have recall, you know, the ability to recall TDs that when they're elected and something emerges, that actually they can be recalled. I think Owen Hayes
by doing the right thing, what do you mean by doing the right thing?
I think the right thing to do here would be to come completely clean, to resign his seat.
Well, I think he has
to
come clean.
To resign his seat, to give the money over to Palestinian charity, and then if he wants, stand for re-election on the basis that, look, I made a terrible mistake. Okay. I'm very, very sorry about
Paul,
that.
I have to put it to you. I'm not trying to point score here or drag up the past, but there would have been people who would have been saying a few years ago when you had your own difficulties that you should have resigned your seat over what happened in Jobstown that time. I mean, you're democratically elected by the people. He has a mandate, whether we like it or not.
Sure, but I was elected on the basis of promising people that I would help to build a mass campaign of non-payment, of civil disobedience, of mass protest to defeat the water charges.
Yeah.
That is what I did. And I think...
Well, I think some people would say I went a bit beyond civil disobedience. But look, I'm genuinely not trying to rehash the past.
We had a trial about that, didn't we?
Yeah.
And of course, you respect the courts. And of course, you respect the decision of a jury,
yeah,
which found that the gross allegations, which came as a result, and let's be clear, I'll say it again, as a result of coordinated Garda perjury, which has not been investigated still at this point, still being dragged up. It should be investigated. I'll say it again, Garda perjury in order to demonise the anti-water charges movement. We are vindicated on that.
Yeah,
but the point
I'm sure they would reject it was designed
I'm sure
to
they would,
it, but yeah.
But let's have an investigation of that still if you're going to continue to raise
yeah.
it. But my point is, my electorate knew I stood against water charges, knew I was going to be involved in protests. Owen Hayes, people who voted for Owen Hayes thought he was strong in supporting the people of Palestine, strong in calling for sanctions in Israel, and did not know that he was personally profiting from what was happening in Gaza. That is a fundamental difference.
Okay, so no room for misjudgment, no room for error. Goodbye, thank you, we don't want to see you again.
Look, of course, there's lots of room for error and misjudgment, but there is a difference. Like you're saying, okay, young man who made mistakes. You know, you could argue that he, as a young man, maybe it was an error of judgment to join this company. But he's a private individual. I don't hold him responsible for that. He came to politics, you know, after he was involved in this company, which is involved in all sorts of nefarious stuff. I don't hold him responsible for that. That is something that is in his past. But once you become a political figure, once you stand for election, then you are accountable, and we should hold people to a higher standard than we hold a regular citizen, and in particular you're responsible to tell the truth to the electorate, you know? And that is a fundamental problem if someone is standing on a platform of saying one thing and then in their private financial dealings is doing the exact opposite. That is gross hypocrisy, which should have some consequences.
People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.